Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Right.
We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah.
Your love is too much. He gave his blood to see. Jacob rested with the Lord all through the night, and he said God was here, but he did not know. This is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me. Rano shalamarade kabalanianza. Oh, yeah. When I met you in the darkest of night, you came as a passing one bright light, awakening me from deep sleep. I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fireplace bursty all around? Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
Mercy and grace. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. You are my Savior, I rely on you. Rana kamana, eda bo shana mana. Yeah. You show me love, you show me peace, you give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come, seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say, I never want to change, I'll be honest. Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my everything. I am your daughter. I came boldly. I came boldly to obtain mercy. Yeah. I open up my heart to receive from you. Yeah. Oh.
I don't Me. So I was in my changing room and my husband came and he was like, "Odo, we pay a word in the pocket one." And I thought, okay, yes.
Yeah. Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're going to sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what Lord,
when that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. He was the Lord.
back one more time. What we waited for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Bruboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus Christ. We surrender completely and totally to you. Let your perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. We totally and completely surrender to you. Breath of Almighty God, breathe upon each and every one of us. Breathe upon this service. Release a breath, your breath in us. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Breathe in each and every one of us. Breathe in our children. Breathe in our grandchildren. Breathe in our spouses. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have preeminence in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit who is leading and guiding us into all truth. Spirit of the living God, refresh us. In Christ Jesus, refresh our souls, our minds, and our bodies in the name of Jesus. We bless the Spirit of the living God. Let the atmosphere that is in the throne room of Almighty God, oh Father God, be the atmosphere in our home ever we are praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, release, oh God, your glory. Let the glory of God arise upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings and our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. We, O Father, we truly repent for everything that we've done that's not pleasing, O God. We ask you for mercy. O God, your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. The blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus, oh God. Release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. The blood of Jesus in our homes, oh God. The blood of Jesus to flush everything out of our lives that does not glorify Jesus Christ. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak to, oh God. Oh, Father, to protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We shook every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, those that are connected to us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, oh, we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels, oh God, to assist us, to minister to us, and do your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send holy angels that are assigned to our lives to guide, protect us, and do your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. For Lord, perfect all that concerns our lives. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, oh God. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil this morning. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, thank you for the fresh anointing. Thank you for the fresh oil. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, teach us to love as you love. Teach us to forgive as you forgive. Father, teach us to walk in your ways. Teach us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring us closest to you. Oh Lord, help us to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh God, help us to put you first in all that we do, oh God. In the name of Jesus. For your word said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, we seek you first. Our children seek you first. Our grandchildren seek you first, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let salvation come to those in our families that do not know you, Lord, as the Lord and personal Savior. Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence, there is fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. We thank you. Father God, as I bring this word this morning, oh, let it come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, and none of me. Thank you for the word coming forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Welcome again to our AM morning prayer service. We're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 3. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire. The women captives that were there, therein they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their wives and their sons and daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives. Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. For the people asked sick of stoning him, because the soul of all people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall surely overtake them and without fail recover them. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right there just so we can go over this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everybody, whether you're a pastor, minister, whatever you are, just a congregation, a apostle, everybody has a time in their lives that they go through distress. Hallelujah. Said you will be with us through these situations. He didn't say that we will not go through it. This is King David, the man after God's heart. And look what has happened. The wives, the town is burned. The wives and their sons and daughters are taken away. It must have been a difficult day for the men. And some of them wanted to save it because they were so angry that their sons and daughters and their wives were taken away. But the Lord refrained them from doing that. So when you get discouraged, my thing is, what do you do when you're down and out? What do you do when you're down and out? Do you just close the doors, put pillows around you, and just say, I don't want to deal with it? What do? You got to, number one, encourage yourself. If you're waiting for others to encourage you, you will wait a long time. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you take the word of God and you speak his promises back to him. Encourage yourself by your testimony you had before this incident took place. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Listen, you sometimes to encourage yourself, you got to play gospel music and different things because you do not want to stay in that pity party feeling sorry for yourself. Hallelujah. And you don't want to be like that. You want to encourage yourself in the Lord. You want to speak scriptures over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. might have to be alone, but what I'm saying to you, encourage yourself. Hallelujah. When you encourage yourself by reading the scriptures, by worshiping in spirit and truth, when you encourage yourself by the word of your testimony, you are helping someone else who might be going right now through that situation through already. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 6, and David was greatly distressed. He was greatly distressed. And probably thinking to himself, if I had been here or if we had been here. But, you know, sometimes these things happen. But you have to encourage yourself. The next thing, after David encouraged himself, he went to the priest. And he asked the priest to bring the ephod, part of the priesthood garment. Hallelujah. And you know, this is the time David is acting as the priest. Hallelujah. You see, King David, one day I will go through the different anointings. David has a kingly anointing. He has a priestly anointing. He has a leper's anointing. Those anointing he carries, hallelujah, a threefold anointing that he walks with. Not everyone can put the priesthood garment on and go, because during those days, King Hussa, in the year King Uriah died. Hallelujah. Guess what happened? He wanted to be like a priest, and it was, and God did not allow him. But David had this special anointing. So when he put the effort on, he became a priest. What does that mean to you and I? When you finish encouraging yourself, you get on your knees and you pray to Almighty God. Now you have a priest who is interceding for you 24/7. Who is that great intercessor? It's no other than Jesus Christ. So as you encourage yourself in the Lord, you seek the face of the Lord. So find out, Lord, you don't want to just run after those men. You want to use wisdom. You cry out to God, and then you wait for God to answer. Hallelujah. He cried out to God. God already has seen what he's going through, but he spoke it out to the Lord. Then he cried out. He said, Lord, you have pursued him. You see, a lot of times we have more warfare in our homes and different things because we don't ask God, should I pursue this, the enemy? Should I pursue this? If you don't ask God and you go ahead and do it, there's no fruit from that. But when you can take it to the Lord and ask him, Lord, what should I do? This person did this to me. This person did that to me. Do not take it in your hand. Ask God. I always tell people, ask one of them. Greatest gift you can get is wisdom. Ask him. And what did God say? God said, oh, yes. You pursue them. What does that mean? David had the backing of Almighty God. You do not want to go after the enemy without the backing of Almighty God. Because you will utterly fail if you go out without heaven backing you. Don't just jump into it. Ask God. Ask God. God said, yes, he got you. That means he got your back. That means there is victory. But if you go without asking the Lord and decide you want to do it your way, you will be defeated. Take everything as your shoulder, overtake them without fear, recover all. He went to God and God told him, go after them. You will recover all. David had heaven backing him. Do not engage into warfare without asking the Lord. Should I pursue them? Should I take everything to God in prayer, make sure you seek His face. It's not about what people say. It is about what God says and your relationship with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. So we learn these lessons when we're going through distress. And we see it, we are in a dark and lonely place. We encourage ourselves. We encourage ourselves in the Lord. And number two, we call to God in prayer, where all the answers lie. Take it to the Lord in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Carry it to God in prayer. What are you going through? Take it to God. Take it to Him in prayer. Go into that secret place in your home and begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Hallelujah. Before you even enter into the prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And wait for His answer. God gave David the answer. And if you read the rest of the story, of course, David won the battle. Do not be so quick to jump. No. But let God give you God's wisdom. Hallelujah. Give us godly wisdom. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. In the name of Jesus, a short word, but a profound word. That when we're going through things, we encourage ourselves in the Lord. When we're going through things, we seek the Lord in prayer and don't keep everything in. Hallelujah. Take it to God in prayer. And when you get the answer, remember, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray for holy boldness that we can stand up for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Lord, you bring them out of all. And so, Father God, whatever anyone is facing, Lord Jesus, our chief high priest, we ask you, Almighty God, to take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for each and every word that came out this morning. Thank you for glorifying yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.